98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
And we have Russell in for Brendan this morning. Business as usual, looking for your little wins.
Absolutely. The bigger little thing going on in your life, whether it is the dog has done a bit of business outside and you only had one bag, but they did it at the same time. Fantastic.
That was definitely one of the most random little wins we've ever got on the show.
Maybe you changed towels and they're nice and fluffy today. Yeah. Maybe you had a very nice sleep. Maybe you're having a nice coffee. Any of these things are all little wins and we want to hear from you. 0877 98 98 98 and a little WhatsApp voice note and we'll send you some INC cinema passes. Russell, put your teeth in.
Do you know what I think about the cinema at the moment after seeing Toy Story 5?
Yes.
Do you know, the weather's been lovely, but it's nice to get into an air-conditioned dark room. I love the cinema always, but especially this week.
And you could be in an air-conditioned dark room as well. What's really interesting, the amount of people on Instagram I have seen who have been like, oh, just going to the gym for the AC.
Oh, very clever. Your little win could be like Sharon's.
Morning, lads. My little win is I'm going to see Florence and the Machine on Sunday and I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this for years, could never get tickets. I'm buzzing. Have a great day.
That's going to be an amazing gig, Sharon. The dog days are over.
Absolutely. I'm so jealous. Yeah. I think that's going to be an incredible gig. And just there's something about Florence Welch and just her energy. It's just such an amazing looking performance. Any video I've ever seen.
Yeah, she gives it socks. Have you ever seen her live?
No. And I'm like, kind of maybe just my hover outside Marley Park on Sunday in the vain hope, you know?
I saw her I saw them because I know they're a band. I always forget the Machine bit. At Oxygen, I think it was 2009. It was the summer that they released Cosmic Love.
Oh, and what a moment that was.
And I think it was on some ad for one of the phone companies.
It was.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah.
That was the first time, and then Electric Picnic a few years. So, Sharon, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, you really
Russell,
are.
What is your little win this morning?
My little win, apart from being beside your good self this morning.
Oh my
gosh. I have two then, technically. I'm off to Kerry for the weekend.
Gorgeous.
I'm turning into Leanne Hanifin. up Kerry. Heading down to the kingdom, flying. I'm getting the plane.
Love that for you.
So, this 5-hour drive suddenly becomes a nice little 30-minute flight.
Is it only 30 minutes?
It's only 30 minutes.
Oh, you're going to have a fun time in Kerry.
Very excited.
It's and
one
Dingle?
Dingle, yes. One of my favourite parts of the world. A beautiful part of Ireland. And I'm very much looking forward to just revisiting some old favourites.
Yeah, and a change of scenery as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
You know, not like me to have a change of scenery.
Wouldn't
of
be
a
like
weekend.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your little win?
My little win is that I stepped out into my front garden this morning and me hydrangea, they're out.
Yes, at last.
The Annabelles, they're blooming.
Oh, amazing.
I've been watering them like mad. Mm. 3 times yesterday in that heat. So I'm only thrilled now that they're up. They're bigger than last year because I only planted them last year. Mm. I'm just loving seeing them grow and flourish.
I need to see photos. You're really in your gardening era, aren't you?
I really am. Charlie Dimmock, eat your heart out.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Helen in Darndale, whose little win is that she popped a few old bits on Vinted this week for the first time and has already sold 3 of them. That's an entrepreneur, ladies
Good
and gentlemen.
Good for you,
Absolutely.
Helen, a businesswoman.
And I love to see it.
I put up 2 dresses on Vinted a couple of months ago. One has sold. The other one now, I need to give it a bit of publicity.
I know. Give it a bump, as they say. It's worth it, though. Don't do the bidding.
Would you recommend?
I love, but I can't deal with the undercutting. But anyway.
Yeah, I understand.
A rant for another day.
Good morning to Inger in Tala. Inger, happy Friday. How are you?
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. Happy last day of the school year.
Yay!
Wow. I think you sound quite elated about that, Inger.
Just a little bit.
tell us. So you're finished. What class do you teach, or are you an SNA?
So I'm an SNA in an autism class.
Amazing.
It's great crack. So I'm actually outside one of the kids' houses now. So if his mom looks out the window, I look like a weirdo.
don't worry. And you're on the radio just smiling, being happy. But
exciting, Inger, that you've got the summer ahead of you. How long will you be off for, and what are your plans?
9 weeks.
Lovely.
So we did our big holiday at Easter, and then my brother got married a few weeks ago, so we didn't make any summer plans. But we're looking to maybe adopt a little dog on Sunday. We already have two. So
stop.
It gives us time to spend with him if it works out.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
9 weeks of paternity leave. I'm very up for that. Very amazing.
Paternity leave, Russell. I love that. So, Ingrid, do you have a name for this poochie?
Well, he's already named Teddy.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, amazing.
I think he was abandoned, but he might come to live with us if my other two dogs allow him.
Oh, well, he'd be a very, very lucky pup.
Very, very lucky. And also, what breed? We're very, very, very curious.
A Yorkie.
Oh, gorgeous.
Ah, that is adorable. Well, Inger, have an amazing summer off. I'm wishing the very best luck with your new addition to your family. Fingers crossed.
Send us pics, please.
Cheers, Inger. Have a lovely day. Oh, my gosh. That's adorable. We have a little win in from Pra.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brandon. What a lovely weather. My little win for today, when I came into my office, bunch of flowers on the door given by the patients. I love you all. This makes a difference. Really a great difference. Bye.
Flowers in the workplace. Gorgeous. Yeah, that's a nice moment of appreciation, Brad. Thank you for that.
Lovely surprise. And here's Kirsty and Ballymun.
My little win is that I have work until next Tuesday and then I'm off for 9 weeks. And then going on holidays as well in July. So yeah, that's my little win. Love the show.
Kirsty, 9 weeks off as well.
Love it, love it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Gorgeous prize.
Gorgeous substitute hosts.
And lots of glamour.
98 FM.
Oh, gorgeous substitute host. I love it, Russell.
I have to be modest, you know me.
Always.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's your favourite game on the radio. It's so simple. All you need to do is match three words with Rebecca, or in today's case, I, if you choose me. And you could win some really, really gorgeous prizes. You met someone in Italy.
I did. I met someone when I was in Florence. A very charming man.
How did your husband feel about that?
He was a bit threatened, but it's okay.
Okay, well, we brought him back. He's locked up in the studio and he is now introducing our prizes. This is Matchy Marco.
Thank you, Rebecca and Brendan. I am hot. And that means it's time to step outside to cook on this brand new barbecue. Burger and Babs all the way. Sizzle to win with Matchy Matchy.
Thank you so much, Burger. My dear friend Matchy Marco. And good morning to Elaine in Rohini, who's playing this morning. Elaine, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. How are you?
Elaine, we're good. We're ready for the weekend. Do you have any nice plans?
Nothing on the weekend. I'll be working.
What do you do for work?
I work in Tesco's.
Oh, lovely. So tills or shelves or a bit of everything?
Tills.
Oh, I loved it. I used to work in a supermarket and I loved the tills, just the chats. It's great.
Yeah, I love the chats.
I know.
Love the chats.
And if one of your favourites come along, you start moving the conveyor belt a little bit slower to get all the gossip. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say so. Elaine, who do you have playing with you this morning?
I have my two girls with me, Robin and Amelia.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Are the gals finished up school?
Tuesday they'll be finished.
Amazing. We're trying to figure out, we have a calendar here in studio being like, well, you know, Elaine's kids are gone.
I know.
Such and such is finished. So we're trying to figure out when the last day is. It changes for a lot of
people. Lots of people were yesterday and today as well. Yeah. Elaine, who would you guys like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning? Myself or Russell?
Yourself, Rebecca.
Oh,
perfect.
I'm off to the booth, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay, Elaine. Are you okay? This is it. This is it. And now, oh, the envelope is sealed up, and I'm all nervous to play. But here we go. Oh, and then the words are all jumbled together. Here we go. This is taking absolutely forever. Your first word this morning, Elaine, is hair.
Brush.
Your second word is king.
Oh, gosh. King. I'm thinking King Charles.
King Charles. I still call him Prince Charles as well. And your third word is roast.
Roast chicken.
Okay, so let's go through them again. For hair, you said brush. For king, you said Charles. And for roast, you said chicken. Are we locking those in? Who's that there?
Oh, yeah, no, we'll lock them in.
We're locking them in. Perfect. Let's go and let's get Rebecca Brack in from the soundproof booth. Hello, hello, my darling.
God.
Oh, hello, my baby. How was that?
The SPF in there. Everything ready for the day ahead.
The pizboon ready to go. Fantastic. I love.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. Your first word is hair.
I'm going to say hair brush.
Your second word is king.
Queen.
And your third word to match with Elaine and Rohini is roast.
Roast. I am going to say roast chicken.
Have you got a match this morning?
Oh no, I thought we might have had it there.
You almost did. It was a 2 out of 3.
Two out of three this morning.
You both said hairbrush. You both said roast chicken. Elaine went with King Charles.
King Charles.
Releasing his taxes
today. I was about
today.
To say, lovely, I think lovely dogs, but obviously it's but the man.
Of
Elaine,
course.
We're sorry we didn't do it, but have a lovely weekend.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy, bye-bye. Guys. Thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Friday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. It is Pride weekend in Dublin, and this week myself and Brendan caught up with producer Cahill to find out the best events on in the city this weekend. And we started by asking him what his plans were.
Well, I will be marching for my second time in the parade. So
brilliant.
I marched for my first time last year in Dublin Pride Parade, and it was just one of those things that I never thought I'd do or I never thought I'd get the opportunity to do, but I hopefully will never not do it again.
Yeah.
I want to do it every year because it was so much fun. There was people when we came up Westland Row with towels, rainbow towels out their balcony, and it was just so joyful, and they were just dancing along to all the tunes. It was really, really fun, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, and that's the word. It is joyful. It's rare that you just have such a big fun celebration that's so colourful, so loud, and just full of crack.
Yeah,
like,
that's
great
it.
Crack.
Yeah, and we'll be marching with my football team, the Gael Erica, and there's loads of different sporting teams, loads of different workplaces get out.
Yeah.
Like you do see all the big four and all coming out in their pride colours. It's great. But the parade obviously kicks off on O'Connell Street at 12:30 on Saturday morning. And it goes all the way along the quays and up to Merrion Square. And it's really, really busy. And like, we had footballs and everything last year. It was great. But the tunes are going. So that's kicking off at 12:30
okay.
if people do want to come into town and just enjoy it. And I really would recommend it.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. And it's your new tradition that you're going to do every single year from now on. I'm wondering though, when the parade comes to a close at Merrion Square, what happens from there then on?
Yeah, so that's kind of a family kind of area, and people can bring their kids and stuff like that, or just pop down for kind of a really wholesome, there's a big stage. 98FM's Paul Ryder does host that every year, so he's very much involved there. Live music performances, loads of food trucks.
Brilliant.
There's face painting, pottery and all that. Like, I walked past it last year and I was like, this is a whole production. Like, if today's anything to go by, the heat is going to be unbelievable tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's going to be another scorcher for us. Aside from the parade and Merrion Square, there are so many things happening all over town.
Yeah,
what are your highlights? What are you looking forward to?
Well, obviously the Sizzle Sisters are headlining Collins Barracks tonight,
yes.
which is going to be absolutely incredible. I saw them last year and they headlined Mighty Hoopla this year, and I just heard really, really good things.
Yeah.
A lot of people are heading down to that. Tonight also there's Throwing Shapes, the pottery group, are having a Gay for Clay night. Which
brilliant.
Is
what a name.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that caught my eye. I was like, this is really, really fun. And a really nice way, if you're not into going down to Collins Barracks and you want to hang out with your friends and just do a bit of pottery. Tomorrow morning, there's also a Pride tour at the GPO because there's lots of people who were members of the LGBTQ plus community that were involved in Irish history.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Pride tour happening tomorrow morning for that. There's loads of different bits happening around the city. And obviously on Saturday, people will be heading to the likes of Capel Street and things like that.
Yeah.
It's very well represented by the different bars and stuff down there.
Did you see they've done a massive Pride flag the whole way up Capel Street? It looks so impressive.
Yeah, it's incredible. I was just on Parliament Street the other night, and there's a massive like rainbow flag fox. He's absolutely gigantic. Oh, he's like, and I was like, that's very Dublin, because we have the kind of the urban foxes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's huge, and people were like stopping and taking pictures with him. It was just really, really nice. So yeah, I'll probably head to Capel Street tomorrow and just enjoy. It's really, really like good vibes down there, and like you don't, there's no real like, I don't know, people don't want you to do anything. They just want you to sit there and enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather. Yeah, there's loads of stuff going on. I think people should really get into the city.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and come here, the Dragon is returning for one night only to Nolita. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we actually spoke about this last week on the show with Brendan and Jess, and it was just one of those things when I saw it. I have like a lot of gay friends, and they've always told me about the Dragon.
Yeah,
and
I was
like,
going to say, did you ever make it?
No, never.
You were probably in primary school.
You're baby gay.
Baby gay, yeah. No, for one night only, but I actually think it might be two, because I heard one night only last week, but apparently Sunday Social are going to go in Sunday as well.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to take over Sunday night as well. So yeah, they'll return to Nolita, the venue that was the Dragon of old, and just host, I suppose, a Pride special night.
Thanks.
Of old.
Me.
Vintage.
But it's throwback tunes, it's 90s, it's dance floor classics, it's all the things you want to hear on Pride weekend.
Yeah.
Like we were just chatting last week, me and Brendan, about the Pride like songs that we want to hear all weekend. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, it's one of those weekends in Dublin that just brings joy to me.
Totally.
Absolutely joyous. Producer Cahill, happy Pride. Thanks for chatting with us.
No problem.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
We have Russell in for Brendan this morning, and you're going to be talking about cake.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of strange, here's Russell. Yes, it's a bit of a baker's special, baker's delight kind of day on Brendan's Bit. I know, wouldn't be like me. Talk about food again. Get another one.
I find the theme tune for Bake Off so comforting.
That child should probably apply to be part of the show at this point. That would be actually a great full circle moment. But we'll talk about two other bakers here now. Firstly, Lara Mason, she's from England. Big fan of the Toy Story 5. She has made a life-size cake of Buzz Lightyear.
Life-size?
Yeah, and I don't
Hang on, I'm thinking, I'm like, is that like
the toy or Buzz Lightyear?
Or like a human?
A human.
Wow.
5 foot tall. And it's complete with buttons, working sound effects, lasers and retractable wings.
The technology.
Yeah, amazing. I don't know, if you ever see some of these like incredible creations on TikTok and everything like that, there's a lot of structural things you can do with like chocolate and everything. It's quite incredible.
Okay.
I wonder how edible it is the only question I have.
Yes.
But anyway, the whole creation, 250 eggs, 12.5 kilos of butter, 35 kilos of modelling chocolate, and it's actually a vanilla cake with cookies, buttercream and chocolate ganache.
Lovely flavours.
In total, it took 75 hours across 5 days to complete.
Gosh.
I think Paul Hollywood and soon to be judge Nigella Lawson would be a bit tired after waiting around for all of that time
for that long.
To be done. Basically getting it all working, especially all the technological bits.
Yeah.
Not an easy task, but her husband was the brains behind the moving wings and everything like that. I think that's an incredible feat.
That is so high. I'd almost see a picture of that and think it was AI.
No, absolutely. Or that it's like a model,
actually,
you know, a plastic
Buzz
model.
Lightyear.
Actually, now, if you're wondering how it's all going to be eaten, thankfully, the pieces of the cake have been frozen and are going to be donated to local food banks, which is a really good thing.
Very good.
But if you do want to eat a lot, let's introduce you to Leah Schutkever. She is also in England, and she has set a new record by polishing off a Bakewell tart. Yeah, that's great.
Bakewell tart.
Except the Bakewell tart weighed half a stone.
What?
Yeah, it's quite big. Quite big.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's 28 centimetres wide. So
I
almost
love a
ruler.
Treat, but that's too much.
Yeah, it's about 12 portions and it's about 1,400 calories. She ate the whole thing in under 45 minutes, which is like, it's quite impressive, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually.
You know, in fact, she actually ate it in 25 minutes.
Bakewell tart, that's kind of marzipan jam at the bottom. And does this one have icing on it? Because sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
This one doesn't, no. It's not marzipan. But sometimes, I love a cherry Bakewell.
Yeah,
Which is the frangipan with the icing and a little cherry on top. It is a cherry on
top. A glacé cherry.
I'm
learning.
It was a challenge that was put down. It cost 50 quid to attempt. It's at a specific bakery to mark National Bakewell Day at a Bakewell shop in in the town of Bakewell. If I say Bakewell one more time, I get a free cake.
Gosh, we learned this morning that National Picky Bits Day is tomorrow, yeah, and National Bakewell Day happened this week.
But in Bakewell in Derbyshire, this is where this attempt took.
There's a place called Bakewell.
Yes, it's the origin of the name. 26 minutes to eat a very large Bakewell. Could be done. Could you do it?
Very impressive.
Get up! 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limit time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.